ואם לא עכשיו, אין מתי. We were learning the Mishnah in the first chapter of Pirkei Avot, the 14th Mishnah. Hillel taught, Im ein ani li mili. If I won't perform mitzvot, who could perform them for me? Uchshani latzmi. And even as I try to do them, mani, have I reached perfection? I'm still not perfect. Ve'im lo achshav, ve'im atai. And if not now, then when? This is our opportunity to do mitzvot. So, we are always making decisions and postponing things. This is a rule. The Mishnah says, if not now, I don't have a set time now to do mitzvot, then when? One of the things that allow us to accomplish is that we have set times for things. That's the next Mishnah, Shammai Omer, Asei Toratcha Keva. Make your Torah set. If you have a set shiur, you have a set chavruta, you have a set amount you try to cover every day, you end up accomplishing. At the end of the day, we have a lot of things that take away our attention, that take from our time, but if you have set things in your day, then they happen. And so, Shammai says, Asei Toratcha Keva, make your Torah set. And that's why I'm a big fan of Daf Yomi. People know they're learning a page every day, and that way people end up learning on Friday, and people end up learning on Shabbat, and people end up learning on Yom Kippur, and people end up learning on Sukkot, and people end up learning every day of the year. Daf Yomi is one of the most phenomenal things for a person's learning. This concept of making something set is very important. If you have a set minyan, if you have a set... Our generation, at least many Americans and South Americans, have a challenge with schedule. People don't go to sleep on time. People don't get up on time. People can't stick to a schedule. And then they end up suffering their whole life from it. One of the ways to stick to a schedule is to realize that sticking to a schedule is a goal. It's not only a means. If you have a goal, I have to be on time. I have to stick to the schedule. I have to dominate the same minion I always do. I have to get up at that time. So then even if you go to sleep late, you stick to the schedule, and then you'll find where to tweak your time to catch up on that sleep, etc. So, scheduling is a skill that every person should try to develop. Now, there are only so many holy cows you could have in your schedule. Meaning if you're going to make everything into a holy cow, then nothing will work. Because life is dynamic. Things come up. So, one of the rules is that the time you have with your spouse and with your kids has to be a holy cow. There have to be times that are yours and you don't give up on them. I don't have my cell phone here. Not so long ago, my wife and I were supposed to have a date. And suddenly the messages start coming in. I would read you the messages. But I'll summarize you the messages. Message number one. Within 15 minutes... my inbox gets full. Message number one. Rabbi, my wife and I have a very serious topic to discuss with you. Are you going to have any time available within the next 2-3 hours? That sounds serious. Message number two. Rabbi, my wife and I decided to get divorced. There's very serious issues going on. We'd love to talk to you. Are you available in the next 2-3 hours? Message number three. And every story I'm telling you now is not an exaggeration. It's exactly what I'm telling you now is an exact story from a story that happened this past month. Message number three. Rabbi, I've hit bankruptcy and I'm going to have to sell my house. I'm telling you a true story. One day, 15 minutes, and these messages are pounding in. Right? Is there any way we could meet in the course of the coming hours? Because I have to make critical decisions for my family's financial future. And there was a fourth message, and I don't remember what it was, but it wasn't less of a doozy than the first three. Okay, what do you do now? So I shut my phone, And I said to my wife, there's a lot of SOS out there today. We have to go on a date. So my wife said, but you said it's SOS. And I didn't tell my wife what it was. My wife said, you said it's SOS, so maybe you have to answer. And I said, there's a lot of SOS every day. And if we don't stop, we will never have time together. There's a reality. If we won't stop, it won't happen. Now, if you would have spoken to me 10 years ago, I would have said, that's ridiculous. The guy's going bankrupt. The guy's getting divorced. Right? I would have said, that's ridiculous. But life has taught me that if you're going to, every time that things come up, you're never going to have time together. So that means that on the priority list, this has to be number one. And you know what? It was pretty phenomenal. Because the guy who had to sell his house because he's bankrupt, he still had to sell his house because he's bankrupt. And 8-10 hours later, when we did get to speak, nothing changed. There was no difference. And the guy who was on the verge of getting divorced, he's still on the verge of getting divorced. And nothing changed. And we still got whatever we were able to get accomplished, we got accomplished. And every story that came up, and the couple that said they want to meet in the next 3-4 hours, when I said to them, I can meet you in 8 hours, they said, you know what, let's meet in 2 days. Wait, if it was so pressing, why aren't you showing up in 8 hours? No, I can't take off for work for that. Ah, he can't take off from work. But I was supposed to nix the only time I have with my spouse? So suddenly you realize, wait a second. All the SOS is real SOS. I'm not saying it's not serious circumstances. I am saying that we have to be able to say, Im lo achshav. If I'm not going to stand by it now and make sure that something really happens, Eimatai, when's it going to happen? When? When's it going to, you know, there's no, there are always going to be pressing matters. Here this child has a fever, that child needs to go to get an eye doctor. Life is always going to force things upon us. So it has to be, in our perspective, it has to be a holy cow. This is something that's going to have to happen. And, Im lo achshav eimatai. People make a mistake. They let go of having a date during the week. And a person should never let go of that. Because at the end of the day, it's one of the keys to having a relationship. We don't have enough time in these busy lives that we lead to actually talk to one another. We don't have enough time to actually spend time together. Even if couples go to sleep together, they don't really have the time they need to talk together. One of them is half conked out by the time they get to sleep. People have to create times that they're really together. Im lo achshav, eimatai. So that's a rule for the things that are really important in our lives. Well, you know what? Family time is really important in our life. One of the times that people miss today is the time you have to walk to shul. Walking to shul and back. It's one of the most magical moments to have with your family. Walking to shul with the family and back. Sounds like a simple thing. But try walking calmly with your kids to go up to shul. You couldn't do it Friday. Everyone was in a rush and a hullabaloo. Shabbos morning, your kids overslept. They didn't. But you went to shul on time. They showed up 20 minutes later. But what about mincha? Shabbos afternoon, you could still find the time. What about coming back from mincha? Coming back from Ma'ariv? Friday night, coming back home? These are special moments we have to try and create. Im lo achshav, eimatai. And we have a bunch of married people here. I'll throw out an idea to you. Your wife is lighting Shabbos candles. Try leaving her a note there. Before she lights a Shabbos candle, she should see something from you. A little chocolate with a note. Rabbi Bloom, I don't know if any of you know him. He was a shaliach in Canada. Torah Mitzion. Today I think he lives in Beit Shemesh. So one of his students told me that he taught him that before he says Eishes Chayil Friday night, he says a personal compliment. He finds something personal to compliment his wife. As though, I'm not just saying the standard Eishes Chayil. I want to show my appreciation for A and B and C, and then he goes into the Eishes Chayil. Im lo achshav, eimatai. On the important things in life, a person has to tell himself, if not now, then when? If not now, then when? And again, there will always be A lot of things to deal with. Always, life is busy. Im Noachshav, Eim Matai. Tov.